Well, if you want to see universal health care in the U.S., you're probably not alone. And tonight in Burlington, a forum will be held called The Fight for Universal Health Care. How Do We Win? Dr. Deb Richter will speak at that forum. She's with the group Vermont Healthcare for All, and she says the goal is achievable.
But the message is, first of all, that it is possible to cover everyone for the amount we're already spending in healthcare. We just have to pay for it differently.
Now, a lot of people believe the fight for universal healthcare in the U.S. kind of ended for good in the early 1990s when then First Lady Hillary Clinton's efforts were defeated rather soundly after a bitter political campaign fought by opponents. Why do you think there's the possibility it could succeed now?
I think the major reason is this has affected now the majority of the middle class, and that is how we will get change. And two-thirds of the American people, when polled, and including Vermonters when polled, are in favor of a publicly financed healthcare system. So I think now that will translate into political action, where in the past it really hasn't done so.
Is there a way to explain what you said just a moment ago about being able to pay for healthcare for everyone with the amount of money we spend now?
We spend currently about 31% of our healthcare dollar in total on administrative costs. That's paperwork and billing. And that's because we have a multitude of payers, and there's a multitude of administrators to having to collect the money for healthcare and such. If we had one payer, in a sense, where we collected the money into one risk pool and paid for healthcare directly, we could cut administrative costs in half, spend less money on paperwork, and put that money towards medical care for people who currently have no insurance or are underinsured.
I'm sure that doctors like yourself would love to cut down on paperwork.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here faced with 4-foot-high stacks of charts right now, and I've only been gone for 2 days.
Now, the timing of this forum, I have to imagine, is not coincidental. The Michael Moore film Sicko has just been released about a week or so ago. This is a film where he explores the healthcare industry in the United States and what he feels is very broken with it. Is this timed, this forum, to coincide with that film?
Absolutely. And I think it's important that what he does is he travels to three other countries. He goes to England, actually four other countries, England, France, Canada, and in Cuba, and looks at the healthcare systems in those countries and finds that even Cuba, people have better life expectancy than they do in the United States. So
yeah.
He examines these systems and how they do it. So yes, I think the movie Sicko is going to have a big impact on this discussion.
I saw the film myself, and even things that might surprise people, like infant mortality rates, El Salvador has a better infant mortality record than the United States does, which is rather distressing.
It's very disturbing.
One of the things that people who are critics of Michael Moore will say, and perhaps about this film, is that he does travel to those countries you mentioned and really depicts those healthcare systems in a very positive light. He does not show any kind of problems or flaws with those systems. And some people say, well, that just can't be right. What would your response be to that criticism?
Well, I think it would be akin to describing a good marriage. I mean, no one would expect that it would be free of spats and hard times and readjustments. And describing a healthcare system, and again, these countries have true healthcare systems, the good and bad. What matters is what is the upshot? Canadians and the French live 3 years longer than Americans. They spend half as much per person as we do. Their quality is just as good, if not better. And I think if you look at those from the total perspective, the data supports the positive light that he sheds on these systems.
What about criticisms that countries like Canada, England, France, you'll have to wait longer for certain surgeries, that there's a backlog of waiting lists?
There's waiting lists everywhere. We have waiting lists in this country. I have patients that are waiting 10 months to see pediatric psychiatrists. They're waiting 5 months to see pediatric neurologists. They're waiting to see psychiatrists in general. The problem in this country is we don't keep track of the waiting. At least in other countries, they keep track, and no one waits for emergency surgery in Canada.
Hmm.
They may wait for elective procedures, but we wait here, too. We just don't keep track.
And briefly, Dr. Richter, what about Vermont? How do you feel this state compares currently with other states for its current level of health care coverage?
We do far better than the rest of the country. We also do better in terms of cost, and we do better in terms of quality. The problem is who is paying the bill, and what this is doing in this state and across the nation is it's killing the middle class. It's killing the business community and our ability to compete nationally and internationally. So really it is an issue of cost, mostly in the state of Vermont.
Dr. Deb Richter, and that forum tonight on universal health care will be held at Burlington City Hall from 7 to 9 p.m.